Somebody who didn't have Aaron, which is decided to bring a korban asham, such as that he was mauled from Hegish, he benefited from Hegish, to Lokitin. They have to bring an asham. And the asham has to be worth at least 2 slam, as an asham that is brought has to be worth 2 slam, with the exception of an asham nazir and an asham mitzvah. And he set aside money and was makdish that money in order to use that money to buy a behem in which he would bring his korban. The lakat behem shnei elim la asham. And instead of buying just one behemah with the money that he set aside, he bought 2 elim for his asham. Of course, he could only bring 1 behemah for his asham. So now at the time he bought the elim, each isle was only worth 1 sela. So at that time, he cannot bring the isle, since the isle has to be worth at least 2 slam. Im haya echad mehen yafash stay slam yikrav la asham. If by the time he was ready to bring his korban, the isle went up in value, and now one of them is worth 2 slam, he could bring that isle for his asham, even though at the time he bought it, it was worth only 1 sela, since at the time he was ready to be makrovit, it was worth 2 slam, he could bring it for his korban asham. Ba'asheni yira ashi istai, the imacher, the yiflu dama of linadava. And the other isle that he doesn't bring for his korban, it has kedusha, since he bought it with money that he was makdish, so therefore it has to be sent out to pasture until it has a mum. After it has a mum, it could be sold, and the proceeds of the sale would be used for olos nidava, olos kites, hamizbeh. Lakach bahan shnei elim lechulim. Somebody decided to bring a korban asham. They set aside in his magdash 2 slam to buy an asham with, and instead of buying an asham with that money, he buys 2 behemoths lechulim, 2 behemoths to shas and eat, not to be brought as a korban. So now he was mile with the money that he was magdash. He had benefit from it. Shelo kedin, and you're not allowed to buy chulim with most that you're magdash. So now, besides the asham that he's mechuyev to bring in the first place, he also has to bring an asham me'ilos, an asham that is brought when somebody is mile from Hegdish. And besides that, he also has to give a karen v'chomesh to Hegdish, the principal plus a chomesh. He has to give the principal the amount that he benefited from Hegdish plus an additional 5th to Hegdish. Echad yafesh stays long. The echad yafesh asar zuz. It's the 2 behemoths that he bought l'chulim. One of them was worth 2 slot, which is the amount that you need for a korban asham. And the other one is worth even more. It's worth 10 zuz. That's 2 slot plus another half of sela. Each sela is 4 zuz. Hayafish de slam yikrav la ashamo. The isle that's worth 2 slam, he could bring that for the asham that he was originally mechuyev to bring. And since it's worth 2 slam, it could be brought for his korban asham. Even though he didn't buy it for his asham, he bought it lechulin, he could be makdish it right now and bring it for his korban asham. Bahasheni limi lasa. The other isle that's worth 10 zuz, that he can give to Hegdish, not as a korban, but to be given to Hegdish for the me'ila, the amount that he had benefit from Hegdish, which is 8 zuz plus the chaymesh, which is another 2 zuz. Now, even though 2 zuz is actually a quarter of the 8 zuz that he was mile from Hegdish, the chaymesh that you're mechuyev to bring when you're mile from Hegdish is a chaymesh milabar. After the chaymesh is tacked on, that chaymesh should be a 5th of the entire amount. So therefore, when you tack on 2 zuz to the 8 zuz that he was mile from Hegdish, that's 10 zuz altogether. So the 2 zuz is 1/5 of the entire amount. So that could be given to Hegdish for the me'ila, and besides that, he also has to bring an asham me'ilos. So he would have to be makdish a different behemah to bring as an asham me'ilos, an asham that is brought when you're mile from Hegdish. Echad la'asham, the echad l'chul. Somebody who's trying to bring a korban asham, and his makdish and his makdish 2 slam to buy his asham with. And with those 2 slam, he bought 2 behemoths. One of them he bought for his korban asham, and the other one he bought l'chul and to shecht and eat outside the base of Hegdish, not to be brought as a korban. So therefore, with 1 sela, he was mile. He benefited from one of the 2 slam, shalo kedin, since he bought a behema lechulim with the 2nd sela. Imhaya shal asham yafesh de slam. Yikrav la asham. If the behema that he bought for an asham, by the time he was ready to be makrovit, went up in price, and now it's worth 2 slam, he could bring that behema for the asham that he was mechuyev to bring in the first place. Vahasheni limi lasa. And the other isle, it's also worth 2 slam. At the time he wants to bring it for a korban, he could bring that for his korban me'ila. Even though he bought it l'chulin, he now could be makdish it and bring it for the korban me'ila that his mechuyev to bring in asham me'ila, since he benefited from Hegdish shelo kedin. And besides that, he also has to bring his karen b'chomet, v'yavi ima sela b'chumsha. Besides the asham me'ila that he has to bring, he also has to bring a karen b'chomet for the amount they benefited from Hegdish. The amount he benefited was 1 sela. As with one of the 2 slam that he was mafresh, he did buy a korban asham with. It was the 2nd sela that he bought a behema chulin with, so therefore he was mal in the 2nd sela. So he has to give a sela and a chaymesh to Hegdish for the amount that he benefited from Hegdish shelo kedin. and the Chaimetz is one extra Zuz, altogether five Zuzim he would have to give to Hekdesh. Somebody who did an Aveirah in which there is a Chiyuv Chatzos for, and he set aside and was Makdish a Behemah for his Korban Chatzos, and before he had a chance to bring his Chatzos, he died. Lo Yeviena B'no Acharov, the son of the person who died, who inherited the property of the father, cannot bring that Chatzos for himself. Even if the son also did an Aveirah in which there is a Chiyuv Chatzos for, he cannot use the Chatzos that his father was Makdish. Instead, he would have to be Makdish his own Behemah for a korban chatas. That the din is that a chatas shemesu balav, that the balam of the chatas died, that chatas is put to death. We lock it up in a room until it dies. It cannot be used for anybody else's avera. V'lo yibiena mechet al chet. So too, somebody who did two averas in which there is a chiyuv chatas for example, he ate chelet and he also ate dat, and he was mafresh a chatas for the avera in which that he ate chelet. He cannot bring the chatas for the avera of eating dam, and since he was mafresh it for achilas chelet, it cannot be brought for any other avera, even though it's the same person that did both avera. Afilu achelet she'achol emet, lo yiviena achelet she'achol hayom. Even if he did the same avera twice, for example, he ate chelet one day, and then he ate chelet the next day, and it was b'shtei halamos, that he had a yediyah in between that he did the avera, so therefore now he has to bring a separate chatas for each achilas chelet, and he was mafresh a chatas for the first achilas chelet. He cannot bring that chatas for the second achilas chelet. Shenemar korbano al chataso shehe korbano l'shem cheto. The pasuk says korbano al chataso, that the korban has to be brought for the specific avera in which he was mafresh the korban for. So therefore, if he ate chelet and also ate dam, and he was mafresh the chatas for the achilas chelet, he cannot bring that chatas for the achilas dam. Now that which we said, that even if he ate chelet twice, and he was mafresh the korban for the first achilas chelet, he cannot bring it for the second achilas chelet. This is not learned out from this pasuk. This pasuk is referring to if he did two different averes, and he was mafresh the korban for one aver, he can't bring it for the other aver. But in such a case that he did the same aver twice, midoraisa, even if he was mafresh the behema for the first achila, he can bring it also for the second achila, since it's the same avera. But the Rabbanu were machmir, the Rabbanu do not allow you to bring it for the second achila if you are mafresh it for the first achila. So therefore, since this din is only been a Rabbanu, b'di'evet, if you do bring the korban for the second achila, even though you are mafresh it for the first achila, the korban would be good.